The world of professional bass fishing, I think, keeps getting better and better each and every day. And recently, you know, of course, the silly season is in high gear. But one of my great buddies out there on the BASS Elite Series is Jason Quinn. And Jason, big news for you in the way of boat and maybe a bait sponsorship.
Yes, it is. You know, I've just recently inked a deal with Champion Boats.
That's got to be neat for you. I mean, you've been a longtime pro craft guy. Before that was with Genmar. Now
right.
Kind of return engagement home.
Yes, it is. And, you know, Champion's always been looked at as one of the elegant, you know, classy bass boats out there. And I'm looking forward to running this product next year.
Well, you know, a guy that's on your team there that had a pretty good year last year was Skeet Reese. And that boat, you know, has got that dependability. It's a very high-performance, good-looking boat. And it should fit your style.
Yeah, well, yes, it does completely. You know, one of the, Skeet Reese is by far the most consistent angler out there on the tour. And for one reason, he never has any problems with his boat. And that's one thing that I'm looking forward to coming into this season.
Well, you know, Jace, I guess, you know, from knowing you all the years I have, you and I have kidded back and forth about, you know, before the Evan Williams deal and, of course, before a lot of other things, we've kidded about maybe building you a pirate ship, you know. And I think that, you know, with the bling and the whole deal, you know, and maybe you'd even wear a patch on your eye when you fished a little bit. But, you know, this is big news in the world of bass fishing for you to do that. I mean, you're one of the most recognizable guys out there. But on top of the Champion deal yesterday, you also announced that you're going to have a new spinnerbait and buzzbait deal.
Yes, I am. You know, I signed the Terminator contract also. You know, Terminator, they've been around forever. And Rapala Normark, you know, they acquired that company last year. And we just recently got all that situated. And I'm looking forward to next season. I'm going to have a lot of new stuff. You know, I've got the new Champion boats and the new spinnerbaits and buzzbaits. And actually, my True Tucks and Jigs for next year, you know, they came with a hand-tied skirt these last couple of years. Well, we've come out with a lot of new skirt combinations for next season that's got a push-on skirt. So I'm looking forward to that also.
Well, True Tungsten, also a very, very good company. I've had guys tell me, hey, I was throwing, you know, the Jason Quinn Signature Series jig, and it may not even be one that, you know, they're sponsored by. So it's kind of neat to hear other pros talking about that as well. And, you know, Jace, I guess the thing that's coming up is, of course, the Bassmaster Classic right there in your backyard, and you're
right.
A little short on that one.
Yeah, you know, and that related back to, you know, problems. It wasn't my fishing this year. You know, I had a good season. I fished better than I've ever fished. And, you know, I made a good showing this year, but it just related back to problems that I had with my equipment this year.
I'm going to make sure people know this. Number one is that you talk about fishing and consistency, and you talk about Skeet Reese or Kevin Van Dam. You, too, have been a model of consistency. And I know in your mind you're sitting there going, man, if I hadn't had equipment problem, you know, this is in my backyard. I got a good chance to do well again. And it's kind of reminiscent of the classic when you had about 150 boats follow you around.
And me not making the classic, you know, it's very heartfelt. But at the same time, I'm going to be doing enough stuff involved with the classic that I'll still be getting a lot of press.
Well, there's nobody that I know of that gets more press than you and is more approachable. I know kids and even adults come to you. You know, they see you. They know you're personable. They know you're easy to talk to. And now with this big Evan Williams, you know, ride, it's hard to miss you, too.
Yes, it is. I'm very noticeable going down the road.
You know, you've got that big Zephyr unit and everything attached with that. Of course, wrapped, the boat's wrapped. You know, our sport has changed drastically, you know, with the wraps and everything else. And you got to give ESPN credit. I mean, you look at what they've done in making sure everybody had one. Back in the day, FLW came out with boats first, I believe, you know, with the wrap type model. And
right.
then Bass took it to a new level.
Uh-huh. Well, they've seen the potential there. You know, I think ESPN's motto is, we're here to make the world a better place.
Well, there's no question. You know, I remember the first Rangers I saw that were not really wrapped. They were actually gel-coated that way.
Right.
And, you know, you might have the Kellogg's Tony the Tiger there or somebody like that. And that boat then went, you know, somebody had to buy that boat. So you still see a few of those around. But now with the wrap, it's kind of like a protective cover for your boat.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's amazing what that wrap does. You know, and, you know, after a season-long fishing with a wrap boat, the wrap gets scratched and it gets flaked off and peeled, and it looks really bad and really rough. And a lot of guys say, man, that boat looks rough. You peel that wrap off, it looks like a brand new boat. It looks like it's just come out of the mold. It's unbelievable.
Well, and it makes it so that the resale value for you is high. Of course, Genmar products, you know, they're always going to be that way. But, you know, also Mercury on the back of there this year.
Hey, I've been with Mercury since day one, and I will always be there. Mercury by far makes the best product on the market.
All right, now I'm going to get into the Christmas season here a little bit since this is, you know, that time of year. And have you got all your Christmas shopping done?
Well, actually, no, I have not. I'm fixing to head back over to Bass Pro Shop here shortly and get the rest of it done.
So, you know, you can kind of go in there maybe and maybe schmooze them, try to talk them out of some stuff or something, or are you going to have to buy this stuff?
Well, I kind of went over there the other day, and actually, you know, those Nintendo Wiis that everybody's going crazy about this year?
Right, right.
Well, they're giving a couple away over at Bass Pro Shops today, so I'm going to go over there and give a couple of them away. And just to different people throughout the store and all that other stuff. So maybe I might try to sneak one of those out myself.
Well, could you do this? I you know, I've got my name on a bunch of, I think they're on these little tickets.
Uh-huh.
And could you give like about maybe, I'll mail these to you overnight now. Are you going to be there tomorrow too?
Nope. Today's the only day.
Well, I'm not sure I can get them there fast enough. I was thinking maybe sending about 6,000 or 7,000 of those little tickets.
Yeah.
Maybe you could put them in the hopper for me. Maybe I could win that thing.
There you go.
I think that's a possibility. Now, where are you going to be at with Bass Pro? Where are you going? What Bass Pro shops are you going to?
I'm going to be at the Charlotte store.
So you're right around the corner from home, and it's going to be kind of neat. Now, signing autographs and doing that as well?
Yeah, I'll be doing that also. You know, I've been hanging out with those guys a good bit, and so just a good group of guys over there.
Well, as you reflect back, you know, on the Elite Series now, and it's been going on for quite some time, tell me about, you know, what you think the future is going to be with this thing. I mean, it looks like we're gaining momentum. It looks like, you know, both tours, both FLW and BASS Elite Series is gaining momentum. You know, you hear a lot of whining and complaining in the sport right now, you know, the economics and gas prices and the drought and all those kind of things. Give me your kind of forecast for the future.
You know, I kind of don't worry about that stuff, even though I should a little bit, but whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You've got to look out for number one, and that's yourself. There's going to be fishing tournaments there. And you got to make sure that you're there fishing and performing to your best. You can't let all that other stuff get in the back of your mind because you'll worry about that and you won't reflect on how you're going to perform.
Well, I think that's right on. You know, I think that most guys that, you know, that can put that in the back of their minds are the ones that are successful and really concentrate on the fishing.
I had a guy ask me just the other day, he said, you know, he said, what is gas doing to you and everything? I said, look, I said, I'm going fishing regardless. It's not hindering how far I'm running during the tournament. I'm still there to do my job.
You know, and it is. I mean, you've nailed it. I think that's very, very important. I mean, a guy comes into work, he doesn't worry about if his pencil's sharp. I mean, he goes and sharpens a pencil if he needs it because that's his job.
Right.
And you have the same thing. It's just in fishing.
That's exactly right.
Well, as you prepare for this year, tell me about a little bit about what you're excited about in the way of the schedule this year.
I'm excited about the whole season, actually. You know, missing the classic and looking back. And I sit down and I go through every tournament and I look at how I fished and what I've done. And the guys that done really well, and I kind of compare those notes on what they found and how they performed. And, you know, I had a good season, and I was on a lot of quality bites at a lot of places. And it's just some momentum going into next season that I missed the Classic. And once I get to the Classic, I'm going to be really mad that I'm not there fishing once I get to the show. So that's going to be a lot of momentum going into next season. I've looked at the whole trail for next year, and I'm excited about the whole thing. And I've already got baits laid out for each event. I'm ready to pack up and get the road.
Well, you know, when you talk about that, I'm sure you know a guy like you who've got warehouses full of tackle. How do you prepare? Okay, now you've got, you know, your first events, your second events, your third events. Do you have that kind of strategy mapped out so you take only those baits you think are going to be good there? Or what do you do? How do you arm your boat?
Well, I do, but see, here's the thing with me. I've got that Zephyr system, which is a tackle store on wheels. So I can pack all that in there, and that way if I need something, I've got it. I don't have to worry about going to the store. I don't have to worry about the next day and airing it in for my sponsors and stuff like that. I've got it somewhere on me.
So you prepare all winter, basically, once the season's over for the following year.
Yes, I do. I prepare for about everything that I'm going to need for the season and put a little bit of that stuff in the Zephyr so I have it just in case that if I run out of something or if I don't have it, I can get it right there at my Zephyr and I don't have to worry about going to the tackle stores to get it.
Well, you know, the bass fans that are listening to this program, that's a good lesson because, you know, that gives that off time or the time maybe when they're up in a tree stand or whatever that they can be reorganizing again and getting ready for the season. So it really parlays well for the weekend guy, too, if they listen to what you say.
Exactly. What I do, and here's a simple process to do it. I take a notebook and I write out the lake. Just for instance, Lake Toho. We're fishing Toho next season. You know, it's going to be pre-spawn, spawn, and a little bit of post-spawn. You know, it's going to be all three things going on. Pretty much spawn, not as much pre-spawn, but a lot of spawn and post-spawn. And I sit down and write the baits that I like to utilize that type of year. And I'll go to the next lake, Amistad. I'll write down the baits that I use there for the time of year that I'm going and what the fish will be doing. And I just make, you know, I'll give about 4 or 5 bait selections, and I just make sure that that's what I've got plenty of.
Well, you know, Jason, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I mean, I can sit here. You and I get to do this whenever we're at shows and stuff. We get to talk a lot. But, you know, having you on Bass Fan Radio and seeing what you're doing and how you're elevating your position in the sport is staggering. And congratulations on the champion deal, the Terminator deal, and keep those sponsors happy because that's what it's all about. And thanks for being with me.
Hey, I definitely will. And Terry Brown, thank you for everything you've done, buddy.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.